Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hey, Tenderfoot listeners, Dennis Cooper here. If you're a fan of Culpable, then you know we normally focus on one case for an entire season, like the season one case of Christian Andriacchio and the season two case of Brittany Stikes. As I continue working on season three, I'll be using this platform to help more families in their fight for justice. Last fall, I brought you six cases over 6 weeks. Now, I'm bringing you five more. From Tenderfoot TV, another installment of Culpable Case Review is available now. Check out this clip.
So she jumped over her friend into the driver's seat, hit the gas. Her foot did not let off the gas. She hit a mailbox. I think she rolled into a tree, and she was already dead.
From Tenderfoot TV, Culpable Case Review is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus for early access and ad-free listening. Learn more at tenderfootplus.com.
Rattled and Shook is released weekly, every Thursday, and brought to you absolutely free. But if you want to listen ad-free, subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus at tenderfootplus.com or on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get exclusive bonus episodes. For more information, check out the show notes. Now, enjoy the episode.
And now, presenting Rattled and Shook.
Hi everyone, Meredith here. Welcome back to Rattled and Shook. We have a special surprise for you today. I feel like many of you probably discovered us through our collaboration with the horror podcast Radio Rental, which is kind of our sibling show and a show that my co-host April and I both work on. And if you didn't find us through Radio Rental and you enjoy this show, we think you'll probably like Radio Rental. It's a podcast dedicated to real horror stories told by real people, and it's hosted by Terry Carnation, who is played by Rainn Wilson. But you didn't hear it from me. So I'm pleased to say that Radio Rental, after a little hiatus, is now returning for its seventh installment of Spooky Stories tomorrow, April 5th. But today, we're giving our listeners a little sneak peek of the first episode of this new season. Plus, we have another little exclusive treat at the end. Terry Carnation will be making an appearance. So check out the sneak peek of the newest episode, and then go subscribe to Radio Rental so you don't miss the rest. All right, here we go. Enjoy.
Take a break from the same old boring blockbusters and experience a new kind of movie night with Radio Rental. At Radio Rental, our videos come to life in your living room. Defy all logic and reasoning and make you question your own reality. This is not your ordinary video rental store. At Radio Rental, we carry one-of-a-kind videos so frightening, so mind-bending, you won't be able to sleep at night. You've gone Radio Rental.
Hello there. Welcome in. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Terry Carnation, and you found yourself once again at Radio Rental a VHS rental shop specializing in the bizarre and the terrifying and the bizarrely terrifying and the terrifyingly bizarre and the verifyingly tizar. Okay. Oh, yes, yeah, speaking of terrifyingly bizarre, that's my shop cat, Malachi. Hi, Malachi. But I digress. I'm sure you already know where you are. I assume you've seen our advertisements everywhere and your curiosity got the better of you. No? You haven't seen our commercials? Then why am I paying an arm and a leg for a prime spot on local broadcast television? I knew I should have sprung for a spot on cable. Then surely you would have seen our commercial. Please tell me you know what cable is. How old are you all? Actually, you know what? Don't even answer that. I don't want to feel depressed. It's just that people simply don't appreciate media the way they used to. Now everything is too easy. It's too quick. People don't savor it. That's why I'm committed to running this very store. Someone has to be the self-appointed guardian of physical media. I mean, there's nothing quite like holding a VHS tape in your hand and knowing that if you hurled it into the river, that film would be gone forever. Yeah, try throwing Paramount Plus into the river. You can't. Believe me, I would have done it already. How many Yellowstone spin-offs can one possibly have? Although I did like that one about the misunderstood cowboy. Kidding, they're all about misunderstood cowboys. Ugh, I digress. You're here at Radio Rental, and that must mean that you have some semblance of respect for the art form that is analog video recording. And because of that, I will reward you by allowing you access to my special collection of horror tapes. Ah, here we go. Here it is, special collection, the restricted section. Terry's No Touch'ems. This here box is chock full of tapes with the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. And here's the kicker. They're all told by real people. These are sensitive, classified, generally downright creepy tales of real horror in real life. And they're the only copies in the world. So please, for the love of God, don't throw these into a river. Seriously, I can't stress that enough. Please do not throw these into a river or any body of water. Thank you. Now, I am nothing if not chivalrous, so I'll let you pick the first tape. Ah, whoa, good choice. I actually have no idea if that is true because I forgot to label this one, so I guess we'll just have to pop it in to see. The joys of analog media. Here we go. And play.
At the time, I was a student, second year in college. I had a job working as a night auditor at the hotel that was nearby, and I worked from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. It was my job to do the daily audit and send that to corporate. Every night at 3 a.m., on the dot, you have to send that audit to the parent company of the hotel. Like, that's the whole reason you're there. So from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., I'm the only employee that's working in the hotel at that time. I work at the reception desk. So when people walk in, they come through a set of automatic doors, they take a few steps, they turn to their left, and they're standing at the reception desk. I would sit on the far end and mess around on my laptop, and I could see the camera feed as well as hear people when they came in. And if they came to the desk, they couldn't see me, but I could hear them and see them on the cameras and could get up and greet them. Must have been roughly around midnight that evening. I'm sitting at the far corner, out of sight, watching Netflix on my laptop. we may have had two or three guests who were checked into the hotel at that time, and everybody, as far as I was concerned, was down for the night. While I'm watching Netflix, I hear the double automated doors to the hotel open. I get up and walk to the window to greet whoever's coming into the hotel. And when I get to the window and look, I don't see anyone there. But I end up getting that cold rush of wind that kind of brushes by you as someone's passing you. And it brushes right past me. And I follow it with my eyes, not necessarily seeing anything, but following the sensation. And the elevator opens. The doors close, and I'm watching as the numbers ding up from 1 to 2 to 3. I glance up at the security camera feed to see if anyone or anything gets out of the elevator, and the doors open, and I anticlimactically don't see anything come out of the elevator. So I think to myself that that was just kind of weird and eerie, and I ultimately go back to sitting down and watching Netflix. I get the feeling to look up at the cameras, at the monitor showing me the cameras of the hotel. In the third floor vending area, I can see a silhouette. Not so much a shadow, it was definitely someone or something standing just out of eye shot. Enough that you could see in the camera that someone's there, but you couldn't quite make out any of their specific features. As I'm looking at this, a couple of minutes go by and I think to myself, what's this asshole doing? What's he up to? I might as well go up there and see what's going on. I put my away from desk sign up at the counter and I head up to the third floor. I walk into the vending area and there's no one there. But the weird thing is that there is a puddle, not a small puddle. We're talking 25, 30 gallons, like a very large puddle of water on the floor. And the water has this dark black, more of like a paint tinge to it. And you can smell it, this thick dead animal smell. I looked around the hallway and the vending area and there was no one there. And I tried putting two and two together and I figured it must have been some kind of oily leak that had come out of the ice machine. Ultimately, I ended up going to the maintenance closet, getting the things I needed, a mop and a bucket to clean it. I cleaned it up the best that I could, left the bucket and the mop there, and proceeded to go back downstairs to man the desk. A few minutes go by and something tells me to look back up at the camera. I look up at the camera and that same black amalgamation is right where it was the first time I saw it. But this time, instead of being curious, I start to feel a sense of dread. This is a little freaky. I don't like what's happening, but I still feel the need to have to go and investigate. I put the I'm away from the desk sign back up. I go back up the stairwell again. I get to the rest area, and as if it was the exact same way I found it the first time, no one is there, and that same puddle of black liquid is on the floor again. I'm trying to rationalize how, I mean, the ice machine must really be leaking, or someone's playing a prank or something. So I, again, mop up this filthy, stinky puddle of water. Put the bucket back and head back downstairs, kind of shook by the whole instance. Then I try to just keep it out of my mind because I don't want to scare myself. And I go back to watching my program, but this time I hear the elevator ding open. Like, oh, someone's coming out of the elevator. So I get up and walk to the front counter. I'm standing there and the door is open and there's no one there. But just as I had felt it an hour or so earlier, I got that same feeling, that brisk wind, that someone was passing me. And the double doors open, and just as fast as whatever had come into that hotel, it walked out. 3 days later, I come in for my shift at the hotel. I get called into the office by the manager. It's a little unexpected. I've never been called in by the manager ever, but she sits me down and she tells me that I'm getting a corporate write-up. I'm kind of baffled by the whole thing, wondering, you know, a corporate write-up, it's more or less a big deal. She tells me that 3 nights ago, while I was working, I failed to submit the nightly audit to the parent company. And I'd never failed to do anything like that in the past. I have always done it like clockwork. It's literally the reason why I'm there. I was protesting with her. I told her, I know I did this. I've never missed it before. I at one point was like, you can check the cameras. I know I did it. And she's like, I looked at the cameras and there's something I want to talk to you about. I was taken aback a little. She boots up the cameras, questioning me about if I've been using drugs, if I'm having a hard time with work, have I been sleeping, are my classes interfering with my sleep schedule. She gets to the time slot. It's roughly 2:45 in the morning. And I'm looking at the camera and I can't believe my eyes. What I'm looking at, which originally was that black amalgamation, is actually myself. I'm just standing with my head kind of down and my arms at my side in a puddle of water in the vending area on the third floor. It was 100% me. There was no doubt in my mind that I was looking at myself. The manager, she's like, what were you doing? Not only did you miss the 3 a.m. window, but you were there from 2:45 until like 4:15, almost a 2.5 hour stretch of time where I'm just standing there on camera. And I'm trying to tell her that it was some ghost. And she's like, oh yeah, haha, really funny. I never cleaned anything on the video. All I did was walk up the stairwell around 2 a.m. and stand in the vending area. There was no mop. There was no bucket. There was no me walking around. There was no me watching Netflix. That same puddle that I thought that I cleaned up, I mean, I never heard anything from the manager or housekeeping the following morning. You could see it on the camera. You can see this watery pattern on the floor. It'd be easy to say it's coming from one of the machines, but when you really look at it, it looked like it was just kind of a puddle forming on the floor. I had no explanation. I knew I did that audit. I'd never missed it before. But the facts tell otherwise. According to the company and her and the parent company, I never did that audit. I honestly couldn't believe it. In fact, I tried to tell her that what I saw was something completely different. And she wrote it off as me being a kid who maybe was drinking or not getting enough sleep. Ultimately, my relationship with the staff and the management at the hotel soured. And over the course of the next few days, I kind of became that guy, either a drug addict or a Looney Tune who was seeing things, and I ended up cutting ties with the hotel. It became this deep-seated question of, am I struggling with something mentally? I like to think that it was something else and not me, because nobody wants to be crazy, but you never know.
Well, I for one don't think he's crazy. In fact, I've had many similar experiences. God, why do all of these stories happen in hotels? This is why I don't stay in hotels anymore. Only bed and breakfasts for me. No elevators, no security cameras, and I like the little muffins they have in the morning. And the awkward cocktail hour. And the consistently hovering homeowner. And the dolls. So many dolls. Always so many dolls. And so many pillows. A bed needs one pillow, two max. You don't need 43 pillows on a bed. Don't get me started. Now it's time for a word from our sponsors. But imagine if you didn't have to listen to any words from any sponsors. And the episode just continued on into the next very scary story. Wouldn't that be amazing? What if something like that existed and it was called, oh, I don't know, Tenderfoot Plus? And you could go to tenderfootplus.com and, like, I don't know, subscribe or something for ad-free listening and early access. That would be crazy. Too bad something like that doesn't exist. Well, anyways, enjoy this huge chunk of ads.
Do you ever wish you could become a detective and help find the clues to the case? How about all of that in a mobile game that you can take anywhere? In June's Journey, each scene leads to a new thrilling storyline. Uncover the mystery of June's sister's murder and find out about scandalous family secrets. The gameplay lets you find hidden clues as you investigate a murder mystery. Escape to a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance. Let your imagination run wild when decorating your island estate and collect scraps of information to fill your photo album and learn more about each character. Whether you're craving a good mystery or looking for an escape, you can immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story, taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. I travel so much while working that I personally love to play it while sitting around airports with all of that free time I have. Can you crack the case? Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that sneak peek of Radio Rental. The season starts dropping every Friday on the Radio Rental feed starting tomorrow. And it's going to be a good one. Also, fun fact, April did the sound design for that last story. So shout out to April. Okay, now we're going to play a little bonus scary story for you. But this time, we're going to be joined by Terry Carnation himself. Here we go.
I was watching my daughter's kids while she and her husband go out of town. They have a teenage daughter. Let's say her name is Alyssa. At like 3 a.m., I'm woken up by a weird rustling sound and look out the window and see movement. I saw a boy emerge from the bushes on the side of the house. I saw a bike tossed on the lawn that definitely wasn't ours. My first thought was it was a burglar casing houses, but since he looked young and came through on a bike, I figured scaring him straight would be enough for him to decide to head home. Didn't want to ruin a teenager's life by calling the cops straight away. So I went out on the porch, flipped the lights on, and said, "Can I help you?" in my classroom voice. The guy looked surprised, but not nervous. He was wearing a Letterman-style jacket, but once I got a clear view of him in the streetlights, he seemed much older than my granddaughter, gruff and more wiry than athletic. He walked up closer to the house and said, "Yeah, I'm looking for Alyssa." I gave him a disapproving glare, hoping he'd realize he came looking for a girl late at night, and a grumpy old person answered, "It's time to split." I'm thinking what must have happened is Alyssa knew her parents were going out of town, and maybe before she knew I'd be staying over, told a secret older boyfriend to come over. It was late and I was alone with several kids, so I didn't want him coming any closer to the house. I also thought it was weird he came so late and wanted to be sure Alyssa actually wanted to talk to him. So I said, "I'm sorry, who?" And he said, "Alyssa. You know, Alyssa last name. This is her house."
Now hold on a second. Did he say Alyssa last name? Or did he say Alyssa's actual last name, like Johnson? Here we go.
I thought, he knew her full name. They must at least be friends. I said, "You wait there." He started to walk up and I felt a sick burning in my gut. Instinct kicked in. I yelled, "No, stop, freeze." Then readjusted and said, "You stay right there. This is private property. Don't take a step closer. Wait." So I go in and Alyssa's asleep just one room over from where the rustling first occurred, and I wake her up and say something to the effect of, "I don't know what the big idea was to have friends over this time of night, but you tell them to go home." She has no clue what I'm talking about. I say, "There's a guy outside asking for you." Confused, she gets up and goes to the window. She sees him and goes white as a sheet. "He asked for me?" "Yeah." "By name?" "Yes." "Call the police. I've never seen him in my life." I called 911 immediately, but as I was on the phone with them, Alyssa started tugging at my arm. "He's coming up." I had younger kids in the house to think about, so I kept the door latched and pulled it just open enough to yell, "I asked my husband and none of us know an Alyssa last name. Leave my property or I'm calling 911. He got angry and started yelling for her to come out. Thankfully, the police came pretty quickly, and when he heard the sirens, he grabbed the bike and ran off. I watched where he was running, and he jumped into the passenger side of a car without headlights or front plates and sped off. The police followed in the same direction once I pointed them, but they didn't get him. They advised us to take all her social media details offline if she was sure she didn't know this person, and said they'd had a couple similar reports recently and were looking into it. I got a heavy-duty lock, and she slept in my room for the remainder of my visit.
Very strange. Very, very spooky. I don't understand. What do you think, Meredith?
I don't know. Maybe she had her Snapchat location on. Like, I'm trying to think, how could a random person find the place that she exactly lived?
Why did he have a bike and a car?
It's a great question.
He rode off on his bike and rode his bike into the window of a car and then drove off with his I was trying to understand the transportational theory behind this young stalker.
Maybe he hoped that, like, he could get in the car and she could ride along next to him.
Or is some way of disarming them. Like, I'm a guy in a Letterman jacket and on a bike. I'm harmless.
I'm young.
Oh, maybe he was like 37.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're all right. I think they need to look in the whole last name scenario, but...
And have you ever had some sort of late night visitors? Would you let them in, you personally?
I wish I had late night visitors. I have a sign up in front of my door, "Late night visitors welcome." Sometimes I get up filled with longing that I will be stalked in some way, shape, or form, but alas, no. What about you fine ladies?
Any late night visitors or stalkers?
Yes.
We feel a little different.
Have you been stalked?
I have not been stalked.
one time I was followed around a mall by a woman who kept calling me Angelina Jolie. And she called my mom Charlize Theron. And she was just yelling at us that we were those two people and that we had stolen her identity.
It started out so nice. And then
it was a really nice stalking. It was kind of flattering. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, you're kind like- of.
That's what you want in a stalker.
Yeah. Words of affirmation.
Exactly. Yes. If I was being stalked, if someone was like, oh, hey, Brad Pitt, I'd be like, oh, yes, thank you.
Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rattled and Shook is a Tenderfoot TV production in partnership with Odyssey. Executive producers are Donald Albright and Payne Lindsay. Co-executive producer is Meredith Stedman. Hosted and produced by April Ruha and Meredith Stedman. Lead editor and sound designer is April Ruha. Additional production by Sean Nerney. Production management by Tracy Kaplan and Jordan Foxworthy. Original score by Makeup and Vanity Set. Original art by Puppy Teeth. Follow us on social media at Rattled and Shook.